Good morning. It's April 16th. It is a Tuesday. This is Mornings with Mel on Be Present. How's it going? How you doing? I want to say I had full intention of recording an episode yesterday, like absolutely full intention. And when I tell you, I just don't know where the day went. I just don't know where the day went. Let's talk about astrology and then we'll get into some nitty gritty things. Yeah. So as far as this week feels, it's a better energy than last week. We're out of that eclipse kind of energy. Things are a little bit more established. You might feel kind of this burst of energy. with that being said, with the burst of energy, a lot of the times you end up finding that that energy can kind of be on edge. So I think the big thing is to keep in mind, I don't know if you guys can hear Norman in the background, he's losing it. If you guys are having that burst of energy, just like see where is that energy going? Is there anywhere you can put it into productivity? Because you could be on edge. This could be, it's the perfect recipe, especially with Mercury in retrograde still, to get feisty with people and to have some anger and frustration. So remember that just truly, truly take your time. It's not a really good time for any sort of like psychic practices or spiritual practices. It's just a funky little day. And we've got a lot going on. Now this weekend we have one really big transit happening that I'll talk about as it gets closer to the weekend. But the best thing you can do right now, and I know I always say it, that is especially true, tend your own garden today. Tend your own garden and protect yourself. Energies are going to be crazy out there. I think there was just a really big shift last week. And to me, it is very evident who is shifting in a positive direction, who's shifting, well, I guess not shifting, just kind of staying the same. So just be on the lookout. Be wary of that. It is... This weekend, though, is going to be an amazing time. So it'll be a really, it's one of those transits that's coming up this weekend, and this whole week is building up to it, that like some shit may go down. You may not fully be able to like put your finger on all the things, but it will eventually, it's one of those that like in like 6 months to 2 years, you'll be like, that's why that happened the week of April 16th or whatever, you know, day it is. It's one of those that it will make a lot more sense in the long run. So it's a big just trust faith kind of day. A big old trust faith kind of day. And for the weekend, if I'm being honest, just in general. Mercury retrograde will be done next week, which is really exciting. And then we'll have a full week of no planets in retrograde until the next week. And then, you know, it gets a little crazy there. I want to address that I have not been as consistent with these podcasts as I once was, and I apologize. We're gearing up. Tomorrow will be the 50th episode of me doing Mornings in the Mel. Oh my God. Mornings with Melissa. It'll be my 50th episode, which is really exciting. It was a landmark that I really wanted to get to. And I'm moving forward thinking about sustainability as far as this podcast goes, because I'm getting really, really great feedback from everybody. I just want to make sure it stays entertaining and fun and jovial, and I don't get burnt out, so you don't get burnt out. I think on the 50th episode, we'll have some fun, some shenanigans. Then I might be taking little break skis for the new season. And then bring the new season back bigger, better, more beautiful than ever. But I will for sure be recording a few more episodes this week. We will be talking about April 20th, not because of weed, but simply because it is going to be a very powerful day for manifesting. And I can't wait to talk to you guys about that. But as always, take the time you need for you. always so important. It's a crazy world out there. You've got this. I believe in you. We will talk tomorrow. I promise you that. And I love you. Thank you so much for your support. You got this. Let's go out and crush this motherfucking day.